Hello, hello, hello. This is the Air Castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. It is very beautiful in the power room again today. Through its great windows, we see many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. Clickety-clack and Bigler Murphy and Yip, the little wooden dog, and Boppo and President Pip will join us pretty soon, we think. And possibly Happy Duck, if Happy Duck has returned from the country. So while we're waiting for them, shall we sing the song about the sunflowers, taken from Good Bird's opera, with the chorus in it, which was sung by the honeybees?
Out in the sun we sway all day long. Each flower a very good fellow. When day is done we stay where we belong. Keeping our blossoms bright yellow. Then when it's day again, gladly we sway again. Happy to play again, where it's bright. Birds, bees, and butterflies pass by our open eyes, filling our hearts with delight.
Then the honeybees. And there's another little song we know, which some of the children have come to like. The one about little Jojo, the trained flea, who wears a little pair of red tights in President Pip's flea circus, knows how to walk along a tight wire, and can run a little merry-go-round.
Jumped all around like little fleas do, so you
song about Jojo, the very funny little flea, and the only way you can see him is to look through a magnifying glass. And then he seems to be quite a funny little fellow. We've often wondered how President Pip was ever able to make a little pair of red tights for him, and most of all, how to get him to wear them. President Pip will be here pretty soon, we think. And while we're waiting, we might have the dance for all of the little dolls everywhere. They like to dance very much when they hear the magic piano. So if they are ready now, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Music box we rescued from the pirates is here in the tower room today, and perhaps we can play it. I wonder if the little elves will come out of it and begin to dance around when President Pip is not here. Perhaps they will. We can try. There the little elves are. One of them is just peeking right out of the box now. He's quite shy, and he wonders whether to come out of it or not. He's wearing the cutest little pointed cap. Oh! And his eyes just sparkle. And he has the funniest little long pointed nose and ears. Hello, little elf. Why don't you come out? Hello, little elf. Are you afraid of me? What's that? Oh, I wish I could understand you. Now, here come some more. Oh, 3 or 4 of them. They're getting out now. And one of them is helping the other one out. You know, they're only about 5 or 6 inches high, these little elves. And now they're beginning to dance back and forth on the top of the music box. Oh, and now in a circle, they're all holding hands and dancing round and round. My, but they're happy. Just see them. Oh, I wish Clickety-Clack would arrive and see them. Oh, they're running away again. The first little elf has gone back into the box. Now the rest of them are following him. Oh! Well, they just seem to know that that was going to be the end of the music. I wonder where they are. Can't even see them now. They hid back in the box. Well, we'll just put the other lid down because maybe they don't like to be out in the light too long. Clickety-clack, Bugler Murphy. There he comes. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clack. Seems to be in quite a hurry, too. Hello, clickety-clack. Oh, all right, then. I should say so. President Pip has sent for us. We'll hurry right downstairs. Come on, clickety-clack. He wants us to come down to his workshop. He has something very new and interesting down there, he says. Here we are at President Pip's workshop. President Pip.
Come on in.
All right, President Pip. Oh, well, what have you there?
What have I there? It's just a little spare part from my Speedamobile, my new Speedamobile.
Your new Speedamobile? Oh, that's wonderful, President Pip. What is it like?
Well, you see, it has wheels on it, and it has wings on it, and it has pontoons on it. It's more than a... I'm going to try to find a name for it. I think I'll call it my amphibiator. Amphibiator. Means it can go on land and can go on water and can go in the air like an airplane. Oh, my. If it'll only work. This is just an extra part for it. I have to put this on. It is just a little wing. Come on, I'm going down and try it out now. If you all want to see it demonstrated in my new Speedamobile. Now, which I'm going to call, I think, my... What did I call it?
Let's see. What did you call it? Amphibiator, isn't that what you call it?
Yes, my amphibiator. Goodness me, that's a wonderful name for it. Fine.
Raggedy Clark is leading the way. He can hardly wait until he sees the new amphibier.
All right, the gate. I left the gate open. Did the little wooden horses get out?
No, President Pip. They're still in the stable. Oh, what a gorgeous thing, President Pip.
Certainly. Everything I invent, I have to paint flowers and harps and... maybe I shouldn't have painted any harps on this one. Cupids and every different kind of thing. Well, I'm a good old amphibiator. I'll just put the wing on here and... in case I want to leave the land, you see, I can just go right up in it. Well, she's just about ready to start. Anybody want to take a trip with me, Bugle Murphy? No? All right. Wiggity Clank, do you want to ride with me? No. Well, your confidence is very touching. All right, I'll try it alone then. Now, for the first demonstration of the wonderful, famous amphibiator, I'm going to scoot right around the air castle once. And then I'm going to go right to the lake, and then I'm going to scoot and sail across the lake, and then I'm going to ride up in the air like an airplane. All three in one, three in one. That's my motto anyway.
Oh, Clickety Clack is very excited. Can I help you any, President Pip?
Well, you might crank it. I'll get in. Just a minute. Where are my goggles?
Right on your forehead.
As usual. Goodness me. Well, I forgot my beard caught in there. I'll have to look out for my beard. I think I'll tie it around my waist. All right.
Are you ready, President Pip?
All righty, give it a crank. That's the way. Now, here I go. Come on.
Good luck, President Pip. Good luck. There he goes. Oh, there he goes. My, isn't that a wonderful thing? Oh, it's almost as fast as a bullet. There it went. Oh, he's going around the air castle. He'll be coming back in just a second. Here he comes. There he went again. Going clear around the air castle again. Oh, now pretty soon he's going towards the lake. Let's see when he comes back. Oh, President Pip, hooray for you! What happened? Oh, Clickety Clack and Bugle Murphy. Cracked up. Hurry, hurry, over there. Clickety Clack, let's go and see if he's hurt. President Pip, are you hurt?
Oh, goodness me. Take this steering wheel off of my beard. Got my beard caught in there. I got my trouser leg caught in the gears.
But are you hurt, President Pip? Oh, are you hurt?
No, I'm not hurt. Goodness me. Wore my magic ring and my magic badge. Oh, but my dear old amphibiator is all busted in here. I worked for days on it. You know what I'll do?
What will you do, President Pip?
I'll make another one. I'll make one that won't... It was really a little bit my fault. I didn't steer good enough. Goodness me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, President Pip.
Never mind. I'll make another one. Bigger and better and louder.
All right. Let me help you.
You better hurry. The magic bells are ringing. Tell the children. Don't tell the children all about this. Just tell them part of it.
All right. I'll tell them you're going to make another one. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.